and welcome to the Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rob, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you so much for tuning in. We are the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Today is Friday, and it's a good Friday. It's not actually a good Friday, but...
It's a good Friday.
I'm happy. I'm excited. So, yeah, man. Tell me about your day. Tell me about, you know, anything exciting for you. Or same old, same old.
Same old, same old. However, today it was a busy day. It was a very busy day. But you know what? Shout outs to my dad, Huang, who came out of nowhere. Like, I'm literally picking up the kids, driving home, right? I'm just like, all right, well, going home, whatever. Alerts, she's, you know, she has her car in the dealership, so she's doing that stuff. I come home. This man is literally cutting my grass because he was bored.
Okay. At home. Yep. Okay. All right. Well,
and I'm like, we were talking about this yesterday about like how or whenever our grass is long or whatnot, where we have to cut it. And he's like, I'm just cutting your grass because I felt like I didn't know what to do. I was like, shout outs to you, man. You didn't have to at all, but shout outs to you, man.
He was bored. He wasn't bored. He was bored. He wanted to help you out. He was like,
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure that was most of it, but he just like, I what am I gonna do, like stare at your mom all day? I was like, fair enough. fair enough. So yeah.
Did he use your lawnmower or did he bring his own?
He used mine, but he brought his own weed whacker.
Yeah, because it's easy to put.
And I'm like, oh shit, that's dope. Like, his was cool because it has two blades, mine only has one. So I was trying it out. I'm like, oh man, this is like nice. This is like, it's like cutting things nicely. And I like to kind of clean my lawn where I get the edges nicely mm-hmm, done, you know,
like an edging tool.
So I'm like, oh man, this is clean. I like it. So shout out to
very nice. Shout out to Juan. Yeah, I have electric weed whacker. It's pretty dope.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is it full charge or?
Yeah. I could do the entire lawn, I think, and be okay. Like the perimeter around the front and back and be fine. But if I like take my time, it's going to run out and die.
But you gotta charge it right after or something, right?
It's going to like, it will get me through in the front and the back the whole entire way. So the thing is, I need to buy another one. So that way I can just swap it out real quick.
You just got to buy the batteries.
Yeah, you just got to buy batteries. That's it. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. So it's not bad. But guys, enough about landscaping. Let's talk about the game. That's how we know we're old, man. We're talking about the grass, dude. Fucking Rick Ross. You know about Rick Ross?
I know about Rick Ross. He likes his lawn clean.
Yeah, he likes taking 5 hours to do his lawn. So, guys, let's jump into the Daily Duo.
I try to do a Rick Ross.
Sorry. First thing on Daily Duo report, we have Xbox console sales are declining. That reminds me. I don't know why I just thought of this. So I play Final Fantasy Rebirth. I'm so close to beating it. I'm there, I'm literally there, right? But while this was like 11 o'clock at night, I think 11:30 at night, I'm like balls deep, just like looking into the screen, like just like in the fucking game, like cutscenes are happening, and I like choke on my own spit in the middle of like a cutscene happening. I don't know if I just got like too excited or was like, I don't know, but like it just went down the wrong pipe, and I'm over there like 11:30 at night, like
I do clouds over here trying to kill things. He's like, you're like,
yeah, so just like 11:30, I was just like choking on my own spit like an idiot. So that was funny. Anyways, let's talk about. Let's talk about the Xbox console sales declining. Microsoft is reportedly planning a release on Starfield on PS5. We know this as part of a new initiative to bring more Xbox exclusive games to other consoles. The Xbox Series X and S revenue is actually down 30% year over year. The company's plan is blaming the decline on lower volume of consoles sold. No shit.
Yeah, that's probably how it works. Yeah.
During the start of 2024, a couple of things here. Phil Spencer said the company is listening to fans and will share details about Division of the Future for Xbox soon. We know this is Shrouded Mystery. They have this new Xbox console. They're not talking about the high performing one. Again, Starfield's coming out for PS5 after the game's planned Shattered Space expansion, which is due to arrive on Xbox and PC later this year. So I know they wanted to do an expansion, but it actually got delayed. Will you get the expansion for Shattered Space, like for Starfield, or no? Never beat Starfield. So
I've never even played it. Like I played it, but not enough to like even have a valid point. So no.
And then we have the upcoming Indiana Jones game that could be another first party title set to release on PS5. So they haven't said if it's going to be on PS5 or not, but they're saying that it probably will be. Microsoft estimated could get 10 million Starfield sales on PlayStation, but opted to make an Xbox exclusive instead. So you probably should put it on PlayStation after you the
Indiana expansion. Jones?
No.
Or Starfield.
Yeah. Starfield, I think, would be good on PlayStation. I really do think.
I agree. This is... So there's a lot to dissect here. Sales declining, right? Console sales. Yeah, obviously, right? Because when you give players the option to play in multiple settings, in multiple, like, you know, consoles, whatever, you're able, like, there's no, like, do we have an Xbox? No, right? We don't need an Xbox because we have PCs and we use, you know, we play most of the Xbox games on PC. So it's a kind of a catch-22 when you think about it, because yes, you want all the Microsoft, everything that Microsoft is doing and pushing, you want those things to succeed. You want Game Pass to succeed. You want their consoles to succeed. But it doesn't work when you're trying to get as much of the revenue as much as possible, right? So what I mean by that is if you are trying to gain control over the pie of what the gaming industry is, you can't do that. Have consoles, also make it available to every other device, but expect to have consoles rise up, right? Same thing if they release Starfield on PS5. I think that's a smart strategy because Starfield already released on Xbox for quite some time now, and now you're just going to give it to PlayStation, similar to what PlayStation is doing on PC. They release it exclusively on PlayStation, then like a year later they release it on PC. That makes sense. I don't think it'd be smart or wise for them to release Indiana Jones day and day with PS5, because I feel like no one's going to fucking buy that on Xbox, because why should they?
Yeah, right. You know, like, exactly. Why the fuck makes no sense to do that, for sure.
They should definitely release it exclusively on Xbox for a year and then release it on PlayStation 5 and gain that extra revenue because it's being essentially re-released. But yeah, this makes sense. Like, it's not anything hard to dissect here, right? It's not really something that is catching us out of left field, because we've known for a while that Xbox has been struggling when it comes to hardware sales. So it's just trying to see what they have to do to pivot and change things up. I think we do that all the time here at the Gaming Duo, right? And it's not necessarily because we have, you know, like, no one's downloading our show. It's not that at all. It's just the fact that we want to change things up because maybe things aren't working for us, or maybe, you know, we don't like how things kind of like look, and we want to make things different, and we want to change things up so that it can kind of like gain a bigger audience. So change isn't necessarily bad. In this case, what Microsoft is trying to do is obviously trying to play catch up sort of with PS5 and Nintendo. But I don't necessarily see this as a bad thing. I like that they're trying to, you know, listen to the audience and change things up, and we'll see the vision of Xbox, like they say, soon. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm really excited for what's in the future. Like, I really do want to, I want to know already, like, what is your vision? What is a new console? Realistically, I want to know what the new console looks like, and will that new console be able to push people to actually buy it and adopt it, right? But again, the console is only as good as your software, so they got to make sure they have software to back it up. So, you know, we're going to talk about some of that later with some of the news piece, but Xbox is cooking something. Let's just say that.
I hope they're cooking something, because they need something to cook. You know, they can't keep letting things shit fucking fry and burn and shit. They definitely have the capability of making things work. They're just struggling right now. They're struggling with the consoles. That's all.
That's it. Well, let's move on to our next news piece, where we're going to talk about PlayStation Plus subscribers are getting burned on the Fallout 4 next gen upgrade. So if you guys don't know, obviously Fallout show, Bethesda decided to do an next gen upgrade for Fallout 4 for the PS5. We keep calling them next gen. It's not next gen. It's this current. Gen. It's current gen. I kind of hate that. I'm like, I think you brought it up that like, why do we keep calling it next gen? It's not a next gen upgrade. It's, I guess it's next gen compared to the game when it was released.
Sure.
Right. But like, it's not next gen anymore. Just say current upgrade. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Anyways. So basically, if you got the PlayStation, if you got Fallout 4 on PlayStation Plus, right, you download the PlayStation PS4 version of the game, you cannot get this upgrade. If you bought it, like you have the disc copy, I believe you can get it. But if you have the PlayStation Plus version, you're shit out of luck, which is kind of annoying. The next free gen upgrade for Fallout 3 is available to owners of the PS4 and Xbox One versions of the game. However, players who deem the PS4 game through PlayStation Plus are not eligible for the free upgrade. Like, I don't know how that works. That's stupid. You own the game now. They have acknowledged the issue and is working to make the upgrade available to PlayStation Plus extra members through the PlayStation game catalog. The next gen upgrade includes native applications for Xbox Series X and PS5, performance mode, quality mode, settings, plus ability improvements and fixes. Players will be able to experience up to 60 frames per second and increased resolutions with the upgrade. Fallout games have seen a surge in player counts following the release of Amazon's Fallout TV show. And also 76 attracted over 1 million players in one day. So, again, we talked about this, but does this bring you want to play Fallout 4 at all? Like, do you want to try this next gen upgrade, or again, it's going to be a skip for you?
It might be a skip. I, if anything, I want to try New Vegas. I've never tried New Vegas. But yeah, this doesn't really grab my attention, but I, again, we've talked about this already. I love how video game adaptations are really crucial, it seems like, moving forward, right? I think a perfect example, my coworker, she doesn't play games, she doesn't know anything about video games,
right?
And she knows I do, and she comes up to me, she's like, hey, did you watch the new Fallout movie or show? And I was like, one episode, how do you know this? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, oh yeah, I binged the whole thing, I loved it, and now I'm playing Fallout 4. And I was like, boom, the beauty of like having a great show tied to a video game that clearly works. Like, I love that it's actually being like you can see it happening, you know. But to answer your question, no, I'm not playing Fallout 4. I'm kind of tempted to play New Vegas because that one is, from what it looks like, the fan favorite. Obviously, it's optional, but it's cool. I kind of want to try it out.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask away.
If you have Xbox Game Pass,
yeah,
PC, are you eligible for the upgrade for Fallout 4? Is it considered the PC version of Fallout, or is it considered the Xbox version of Fallout? I guess if you're on PC, you're probably downloading the PC version of Fallout, right? I just thought of that.
Yeah, this sounds like if you owned the PS4 and Xbox version, like like the actual physical copy.
Did I ever own Fallout? I feel like I did. I gotta look at my catalog. I gotta look at my catalog and see. But $20 on Steam, guys. $20 on Steam. But if I'm gonna probably want to play it on PlayStation because of the 60 frames per second for 60 frames upgrade. But you probably can get that on PC as well. But
yeah.
But yeah, let's take a quick break here. By the way, guys, if you're enjoying this episode, please rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and drop a review. Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms for the latest gaming news and our shenanigans. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord server, where friendships are truly built through gaming. It's a little quiet right now, but it always pops in. You know, it'll get popping. Promise. We got some quick news here. Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door previews are stellar. Thousand Year Door is a franchise at its comedic best without some cumbersome gimmick spoiling the fun. For this reason, it remains an all-time favorite, and we genuinely can't wait to spend more time with the final game. Interesting. So, the remake is pretty good. Ever played Paper Mario?
No, I did not. I've heard great things. The only thing I've heard about this, when reading, this is from VGC, by the way, but I read this somewhere else, some other article. This one, The Thousand Year Door, is 30 frames per second, whereas the GameCube version was 60 frames per second.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's huge.
That is huge. I mean, I don't know how much of a difference that it's going to be, right? Like, I don't know if you can really tell the difference there, but I just found that strange that, you know, we kind of shifted over from 60 to 50, to 30. Not sure why, but, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, that's just what I gathered from reading some previews. But overall, it seems like everyone's loving it. So it's going to do great.
It's Mario. It's a remake of a game that people always loved. I know Mario RPG did really well. People love that. So another great Mario game in the books as far as remake go.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yeah. BlizzCon.
Sorry. I just want to get going.
BlizzCon 2024 has been canceled. Uh-oh. BlizzCon 24 has been canceled. Blizzard has made a decision not to hold it in this coming year. Blizzard is exploring alternate events. The company is looking into different event formats and plan to bring BlizzCon back in future years. I doubt that. I don't believe Negative. You. I don't believe you, Blizzard. I'm calling your bluff on that. You're going to go to the digital events and you're not coming back to the physical events. Other events are being planned. They'll be sharing details about the upcoming launches, including World of Warcraft, The War Within.
I would like that.
And Diablo's first expansion, Vessel of Hatred. Mm. Global in-person events are planned. Multiple global events will be held to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Warcraft, in addition to in-game celebrations across the Warcraft games in 2024. Do you agree with me with Baloney about BlizzCon is probably not coming back?
Yeah. I don't see them. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. How big is BlizzCon?
Huge. Massive.
Clearly not big enough to keep going, though, right? I mean, if they're canceling it this year, why? You know?
E3 was big. They canceled that.
Yeah, but over time it wasn't. Over time it was getting kind of, you can kind of tell, you can see its age.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I think... To me, BlizzCon was never as big, and I could be wrong, so don't hate me, but I don't think BlizzCon was as big, and this doesn't strike me as, like, odd, because I feel like, if anything, I'm like, oh, I didn't know BlizzCon was still going. Like, I didn't know this was still a thing, because I assumed that everything was just digital now at this point, right? Besides, you know, like the Game Awards and, you know, all of Jeff Keighley's kind of shows and stuff like that. But besides that, I feel like everything kind of just went the digital route. So not hating on BlizzCon or anything. I'm sure it's great, but I just don't see it as a contender as like, oh, my God, this is a huge, like, this is one of our big staples in the gaming industry that people need to go. I mean, obviously, if you're a Blizzard fan, if you're a World of Warcraft fan, if you're, you know, all the above, but it's interesting this happening after the acquisition, right?
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, definitely. Xbox is like, or Microsoft's like, yeah, cancel that. We're not doing that anymore.
100%. And I wonder why is that? Like, why? Maybe because they want to incorporate BlizzCon with Xbox Digital Showcase somehow.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. They want to save it for the events. Again, they want to absorb Blizzard more into their name, into the Xbox umbrella. As much as they've been saying, you know, we're giving Blizzard all the creative rights and they can do whatever they want, they still want they want the accomplishments and the hype moments to belong to Xbox.
Exactly.
Not necessarily Blizzard. So this makes sense. According to Gears of War voice actor, Gear 6 will be shown in June.
Called it.
It was recently claimed that the event is planned for June 9th and that Microsoft is preparing to announce Gears of War and Call of Duty games at the show. In an X post on Thursday, J.D. Phoenix voice actor Lee McKendry also appeared to imply that we'll hear about the follow-up of Gears 5 at Xbox Showcase. I think the voice actor is the same guy that did Spartacus.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I'm 90% sure.
Which Spartacus? The first?
The first one that replaced series? The one that replaced the guy.
Gotcha.
That guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because that guy died. So.
Yes.
Anyways, spoilers for Gears 5. So spoiler.
Wait. He died? Like legit died?
Okay. The first season of Spartacus, the main guy that was Spartacus,
he died.
He died during like filming.
You're right.
Not during filming, but I think he had.
He had some illness. Okay.
Yeah.
That was such a, like, that was a memory blocked in my head for some reason. I just forgot about. But now that we're talking about it, it just kind of like all like surged right back in. Yeah, he did die. You're right. That's why they replaced him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why Liam was the new Spartacus. That's how I know him. That's how I remember his name, because I'm like, oh, this is the new Spartacus. So he did a good job because the first guy was badass as hell. I forgot his name, but the first guy was badass.
Wow. Okay, continue. Sorry.
At the end of the last game, Gears 5, players are asked to choose whether to save JD or another character, Del Walker, leaving the other one to be killed. I'm pretty sure I picked Dell. Not to die. I think I saved him.
Saved Dell and not JD?
Yeah, I think JD died.
Wow.
Ask whether JD's death is game canon or not. Liam replied, I have no idea. I think at Gears of War tells us all in June. So he just built
you'll find out in June. I'm not saying anything, but maybe.
I'm excited. I guess we're gonna get Gears of War 6 news. I hope it's not just like little emblem of Gears 6. That's it. I want gameplay. Give me a game. Let me show me something. Show me something.
Well, to Liam's point, Gears of War will tell us all in June. I can't imagine them not giving us more than just like a title. It seems like this is gonna be a little bit more, especially at a showcase.
Yeah,
you're gonna give us more than just Gears of War 6 is now in development, you know. So I see that face of yours, Rob. You're getting excited. You're getting really excited. this is good news. I think we discussed this back when KBG was on, and we were kind of like guessing of like what this would look like, the Xbox showcase, and we predicted exactly this, that Gears of War 6 would be shown there. It makes sense. It is one of their big, you know, staples or big heavyweights, and it's time to kind of shed some light, essentially. And I think KBG was the one that said that they've been working on this title for a very long time. So I think they're more than ready to show this game. And man, if it's going to be running on Unreal Engine 5, it's going to look fucking gorgeous.
I believe it. I can't wait. This is going to be awesome. I'm going to become sweaty and the first like couple of months of Gears coming out on multiplayer is the most fun thing ever. It is 100%. Everyone sucks and you're just like obliterating them. And it's just so good. It's like right before the sweaties really, really stick to it. And then
it's just great too, because like everybody's on and you're seeing this game just blow up on social media. So literally, you're seeing everybody's kills. You're seeing all these things. Like, it's just a fun time because the community is there and everybody's just posting shit nonstop. So it's going to be something else. You know,
it's going to be some late nights. It's going to be some late nights.
This might bring me back to video games. Like, I'm going to be back. But let me ask you this. What route do you think the story's going to go? Are they changing things up? And what I mean by changing things up, are they like shifting away from the, it seems like they have been for quite some time, but are they shifting things to where the game is no longer like this like bros game? Like, are they trying to make this game even more open than Gears 5? Like, what are they trying to do with the story, or I should say, what are they trying to do with the single player mode?
I don't know if Gears of War 6 is like a conclusion. Like they're doing 4 to 6 as like its own trilogy and closing the book on what that trilogy is. I'm hoping it's some sort of like a soft reboot.
Yes.
In a sense, that's what I'm looking for as far as like gameplay goes. Cause like, I'm going to be honest, like 4 and 5 was not as good as 3. It was just not as good of a game. It was fine. But I just think that Gears 6 needs to kind of like recapture what Gears of War really, really stood for, you know, when it first came out in 2006. So I want back to basics basically with this game.
I have to agree and disagree. I think Gears 5 obviously plays the best. It feels the best. Gameplay wise, like it just feels great when you're playing and you're moving and, you know, it has all that great mechanics.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying like because Gears 1 is like very blocky and stuff like that. It feels blocky in comparison to the older game too. But
I agree with you when it comes to Gears 3. Gears 3, I think, is my favorite Gears title. And I want them to go back to that in a way of like, I want them to focus more on the online component, but also the dynamic maps. I think that was the big, like, for me, one of those things that I'm like, man, they did a great job of like, these maps change constantly as you're playing and things, you know, I remember one of the maps where like it changes. I think it's like a thunderstorm is happening. There's like things that are dynamically happening, changing the outcome of the game. So like if there's like a sandstorm of some sort, it changes how you play the game. You're kind of a little bit more, you know, closer to your chest. Like you just don't know what's going to happen. And I hope they really focus on that because I want those real cool moments similar to you know, just like what's it called, that game that just came out, not Hellblade,
Stellar Blade,
yeah, but that's not what I meant. But regardless, there's just games that do these well online where they're dynamically changing like just the world as you're playing, and I want Gears to be that. I want them to like really make things happen as you're playing online, so it just keeps things fresh, you know. And I love that. And the biggest thing I'm gonna say, just eliminate the shotgun. Like I know that's like literally the main thing of Gears, but like, and they've worked on it with Gears 5, but I need the weapons to be way more different than everyone just using shotties. You don't think so? You disagree?
So you can't take away the shotguns. You just can't do it.
I guess you can't, but like,
can't
make them less priority. I don't know. I think they've tried that, and it just never ends up.
Give them limited ammo. Give them like
10.
Half the shots that they can use, and like, in order for you to actually get a kill with it, you got to get up close. Like, you got to be pretty decently, like not like sawed off, but there's a way they can balance it to where it actually feels like a shotgun and not everyone's going to like resort. Like the problem, they tried that.
They did.
And people complained. So I remember,
I don't give a shit. I don't care. Like stick your ground, like change it up and just stick with it. I don't care. People are going to complain no matter what.
Yeah, I liked when they made the Lancer powerful because it was more tactical. People weren't just like, I'm just going to wall bounce and fucking shotgun you and be done with it. You know what I mean? And make the Lancer useless where you don't even want to use it because it's just not that strong. The fact that I have to sometimes empty a whole entire clip to get someone down, kind of dumb to me. So I think that they need to really, really... There could be maps that like, you know, all you get is a shotgun. Right, like you start in the beginning and all you get is a shotgun, and like it's a close quarters map. And if people really, really want to fucking jerk off the shotgun, have a little circle jerk, go in that map, and you get to play a shotgun. Have a mode where it's just like that shotgun type of battle, and then they can do that. But like for everyone else, you know, we want that war feeling. And when you go into war, you're not just getting a shotgun and bouncing off walls. So like that's not how it works. You're like trying to move up into the trenches. You're cooking cover fire. Like you're trying to grab the power weapon and like trying to communicate with your teammates. You see if you get flanks on, get a chainsaw. You know what I mean? Like people wouldn't even use a chainsaw because they could just freaking shotgun them instead. So why would you? So there's a lot they can. There's a lot to be done. So we'll see.
I'm excited. They're gonna, man, I can just imagine everything they have to do. everything in their power to make this game like right. I feel like what caused Gears 5 to, you know, just be fine, like kind of decline a little bit, is just the microtransactions that they were trying to implement into the game. It just felt just weird to me. Like they were just kind of like really pushing those things in the beginning. They kind of got better over time, but I think we're in a different age now. I think they learned from that mistake. And I really do think Gear 6 online component is gonna really do great.
Yeah, I think so too. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been another week of the Gaming Duo. We will see you next week for some more content. Please go to our website and leave us a review. Really appreciate that. And there's so much there too. Want to check it out? Yeah. All right, Kel. See ya.